This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
After a victory in Los Angeles against the Rams, Sam joins us here on the Michael K. Show. It's Don LaGreca. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Hopefully you're enjoying the holiday season and enjoying your first victory of the year. I mean, just how did you feel going in? Did you think something like this was actually possible against a good defense like this?
Yeah. You know, we knew what kind of defense we were going against. Obviously, a really good front, really good, you know, players in the back end as well. And, you know, the plan was to get the ball out, you know, and not let their front affect the game. And so I think we did a really good job of that. We had a really good plan going in, and obviously our defense and our special team stepped up in really big ways as well.
I know you don't think about 0-16. You said you don't really hear the outside noise, but Connor McGovern was very articulate in his, you know, disapproval of the Jet fan base rooting against you. And he made it known that you guys don't think that way. Did you hear that? Was that a theme going into that game yesterday?
No, I think for us as players, I mean, all we think about is winning. You know, how can we go out there on Sundays and win? And because that's all we can think about. You know, we're competitors. And, you know, our profession is to go out there and do the best that we can and, you know, play well, and hopefully that leads to a win. And so that's how we play the game. And we're never thinking about, you know, what might happen or, you know, how things might be looked at down the road or after a game. In the moment, we're just focused on winning the game. And throughout the week, we're focused on, how are we going to beat these guys, putting together the best plan and putting together some really good practices so that we're prepared to go out and beat a really good Rams team. That's all we were thinking all week, and we did just that.
But did you hear what Connor said? Did you agree with it, though?
I didn't hear. I got the gist of it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, as players, like I just said, all we think about is winning. We play this game, you know, at the highest level, and we play to win, and we don't play for anything else. And so that's basically it. I mean, it's pretty simple.
I know we talked about this before, Sam, but it's really become a thing. 8 straight games in which you have scored in your first possession, and that's more than any other team in the NFL. It's the longest streak right now in the NFL. Despite the fact you score less points than any other team in the league, that first drive consistently works, and then a touchdown to boot against the Rams. So what is it? Is it the scripted plays? What is it about those first drives that work so well?
Yeah, I think, you know, we do a really good job of starting fast. Yeah, I don't know exactly what it is. I think, you know, we do a really good job of scripting and game planning for that first drive. And I think the biggest difference for this game and the other games where we weren't able to sustain that, I think, was just consistency. You know, we're able to, you know, continue to string positive plays together throughout the game, and which we always have done on the first drive, but we were able to keep that going throughout the drives during the course of the game, and I think that was the biggest difference.
When a team's so fragile the way you guys are, because you hadn't won a game, and then just 2 weeks ago it happened with the Raiders, so when they get within 23-20, you know, what's going through your mind when you get on that field trying to make sure they don't get the ball back again? Are you thinking anything about, like, what had happened in the past?
No, I'm not. I'm not thinking about anything else other than do my job, to be honest. I mean, you know, I knew that, you know, if I were to scramble around and nothing was there, that I had to get down and let the clock keep running. But, you know, if I were to make a decision and it had to be a clean look, you know, because on that third down, I knew that we had to pass it. And so, you know, I knew in the back of my head, like, hey, if I don't have this, get down and let the let the clock keep running. And, you know, Frank did a really good job of knowing that he didn't have anyone in protection. He got out and made a really good play for us there at the end.
Talking to Sam Darnold, his weekly spot here on the Michael Kay Show. The other thing that kind of blew me away, Sam, and I know you're a fan of his, and he's been tremendous all year, but when on that one running play when Becton knocks Aaron Darnold down, I mean, he's only the best defensive lineman in the league. Were you even taken aback he was able to do that?
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, I mean, Bex, he's a great player, man. He's a big, strong dude, and on top of that, he's super smart and very aware. He's very aware in space, too. You know, when he gets out there, a lot of big guys and guys who are as talented as him, have the gifts that he has and don't necessarily have it all together upstairs, and he's got it all. So, we're lucky to have him, and I'm lucky to, you know, have him as my teammate and, you know, a guy protecting for me on the O-line.
When you have a game like that, and again, the stats don't blow you away. They just showed him on Yes, but this is against the best defense in football on the road. You were a 17.5-point dog. I know you don't care about that, but, you know, it's a really tough spot. Do you start to think about, God, if we had done this a little earlier in the season, like, who knows? Like, why all of a sudden now, when you've been so conscious on trying to turn it around since the beginning of the season?
Yeah, I mean, we, like I said in the beginning, we were just more consistent in drives, just speaking, you know, offensively. And then as a whole, I think we just played really good football together. You know, like, I feel like as an offense, you know, we had a holding penalty. We had that personal foul penalty that knocked us back. But after that, you know, we just kept having positive plays, you know, even if we didn't, on third down, even if we didn't get the first down, we ended every, you know, tried to end every series in a punt or a kick. And, you know, that's kind of what we talked about before the game. And I thought we did a really good job of that as a team, just playing really good complementary football. And, you know, even when, you know, we gave the Rams the ball back and gave them a chance to go down and score and potentially take the lead, our defense stepped up. And our special team stepped up in the beginning with the block punt. And, you know, Braden Mann, our punter, had a huge tackle on their punt returner. So, I mean, it was really all phases, just going out there and doing their jobs. You know, and that's what we preach every day is just do your job. And we did that.
I know that you don't want to give in to this, but I'm going to ask you anyway. When you go out on the field this late in the season, are you thinking – if I win, I've got a better chance of staying here. Is that a motivation factor of I can put all this to rest by going out there and winning football games?
No, I mean, for me, it's always, you know, the number one, you know, my number one job is to go down and, you know, make sure I protect the football and score touchdowns. That's the ultimate goal for myself. At the end of the day, you know, that leads to winning ball games. And so, you know, I'm just trying to do my job every single day, every Sunday when I get out there. And again, just trying to protect the football and go down and score. I mean, it's a simple game. It sounds simple, but at times it can be hard. So, you know, we just got to keep preparing and, you know, put another good week of practice together and go out there and get another win on Sunday.
Yeah, I guess we're just – everybody's different. People have different personalities, and we do different things for a living. But when I go on the air, I do the best job that I can do no matter what. But I'm conscious of what's going on around me, and I try to use it as motivation to try to make it difficult for them to get rid of me or something that might be written about me or something somebody might have said about me. So, I don't mean this cliche. Are you just stronger than I am, or is it just because of being a quarterback in the NFL, this is the only way to go about your business?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think for me, it's it truly is 1 week at a time. I mean, because the NFL, you know, everyone's talented. Every single team has talent, and anyone can win on any given Sunday. And we know that. And it really is just about playing a really good football game, all three phases together. And we did that on Sunday, and we won, you know. So I don't know, man. It's just, it really is 1 week at a time. Because we win, we have a great feeling this week, and, you know, and then the next week, you know, obviously, hopefully we get this win on Sunday, but, you know, we could lose, and, you know, that feeling immediately goes away. You know, no one remembers it. So that's just the NFL for you. It really is week to week, and emotionally, that's how you have to be as a football player.
Yeah, maybe there's a way you can make some money off of me down the road. Like, I really want to be that way, but I'm constantly obsessed with the next day. Like, I want to stay in the now, and because tomorrow's not promised to anybody, but I think it's a gift that you and other professional athletes have. Like, I'm obsessed with how I'm going to deal with stuff down the road, and I wish I could be as focused as just living in that particular moment. I think it's a gift that a professional athlete has to have.
Yeah, I mean, you cut out a little bit there at the beginning. I don't have great service here, but, yeah, I mean, it's something that we specialize in, and it really has been ever since college, you know, because you can win 1 week, you can lose the next, and no one cares about the win, or vice versa. So, you know, it is crazy. That is the crazy part about this profession. And the other part that, you know, both you and I have to deal with is everyone knows how we do in our profession as well. You know, it's public knowledge. So, you know, that's, you know, it comes with the territory, and, you know, that's just how it is, you know. And for me, it's really just taking it 1 week, one day at a time. Mm-hmm. And when I say that, I really mean it. So, that's how we think as football players, and that's how we're going to continue to carry out the rest of the season.
Well, be honest, the win has made this the most fun interview you've done all year, right?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, it's not fun coming on here and trying to explain to you guys,
I know,
you know, why things are bad. So it's nice to be able to come on here and talk about a win. But, yeah, man, it makes it a little bit better for sure.
Well, we're not going to be talking to you next week because of the holiday, so I want you to have a Merry Christmas. Well, before I let you go with the Christmas and everything, it just popped into my head. How difficult was it for you to be home and not to visit anybody or have any friends or relatives come to the game? Was that a difficult thing yesterday?
Yeah. I mean, I always, you know, when the schedule came out, you know, I imagined COVID being gone at the time and, you know, being able to visit family and my friends that were in LA. And, you know, I imagined having a lot of people come to the game. But at the same time, I mean, you know, we're going and playing a football game in LA. And, you know, I got to FaceTime the people I really wanted to see. And so at the end of the day, it wasn't a huge deal. But, you know, being, you know, playing for the Jets and, you know, playing for a New York team, it's not often you have three West Coast games.
Right.
And so, you know, this would have been a great year to be able to see people and have people come to the game, but or come to the West Coast games. But, yeah, it is what it is. But we got the job done. We got the win. And at the end of the day, that's really all I care about.
Yeah, exactly. Sam, happy holidays, a happy new year, and we'll talk to you in 2021.
All right. Happy holidays.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.